Good morning, world. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to episode 42 on Tosh Base. I am excited to have you here. If you're here for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. And if you are always here, thank you so much for the continued support. Happy Wednesday to you all. Please remember to download the episodes before listening and just share them with your friends, you know, your family members, your neighbors, classmates, you name it, just share it. So today I have the opportunity to share with you an interview or a conversation that I had with Stephanie Tilley. And Stephanie is a program coordinator where she pretty much works full-time, and she's also a full-time doctoral student. And we spoke about how we can find harmony in any season and just balancing responsibilities. I think this is a timely one because school is back in session now for some of us who are listening. I know it is for myself and it is for Stephanie. And or some people are probably back to work, or you've probably just started something new and, you know, you have so much on your plate. So trust me, this is for you. And it was just so candid, the conversation, you know, lively. You'll get what I'm saying when, as you listen. And for Stephanie, she balances in any season by prioritizing and communicating. And that's just beautiful and important. So pretty much sharing with your friends, your family, those that you just care about, you know, so that they can understand what you are able to do and what you're not able to do based on your availability. She also shared that it is essential to be honest with yourself and understand your why to push through any season that you're in. She emphasizes that her source of energy is God, and so she's high off, you know, just the favor of God and blessings from God in her life. And she encourages us, you know, also to find our energy source, and, you know, whether it is your spiritual life for you too, or just exercise or otherwise, but whatever it is that you tap into for strength and for everything, make sure that you're connected to that source. And you know, yeah, so please just listen to hear some more about Stephanie's enjoyable seasons, as she shared a lot, you know, and you'll hear how she copes. So stay tuned to take a listen. Soon come back.
Hi, this is Oshane Mays, and you're tuned into Tosh Base with Chantal.
All right, so Stephanie, welcome to Tosh Base Podcast. Thank you for agreeing to speak to me today. It's a pleasure to have you on, well, in my space, joining my space today.
Thank you, Chantal, for having me. It's a pleasure to share and just, you know, commune and be a resource and support to anyone that I can.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right, so I want you to start by introducing yourself for the listeners so they can, you know, feel relaxed listening to you.
Thank you. Happy Friday, everyone. Well, it's Friday today for us, and looking forward to the weekend, especially after a long week.
Yeah,
relax. My name is Stephanie Tilley. I'm a program coordinator in the Office of International Programs at Prairie View A&M University. My background is in global education. I had the opportunity to study abroad years ago as an undergrad and just wanted to commit to global education as my career, and it's my long-term goal to connect diaspora communities together. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah,
so many connections, you know, and I just want to build and strengthen our community. Outside of that, I'm also a full-time doctoral student in the Educational Leadership Program at Prairie View, where I am studying higher education, and my research center is around internationalization, study abroad, and what does internationalization looks like at HBCUs.
Okay, so that means you are very cultured or appreciative of different cultures, because that's just a lot of people you're dealing with right there, you know, globalization and all of that.
Yes, I consider myself a life learner. I have so much appreciation for other cultures. I embrace learning. I embrace other perspectives. And I feel like even though it's busy, I have one of the funnest jobs in the world. But in the world, because it's always something new. And just being introduced to people, you know, my field is of people, and it's never dull. It's always interesting.
I can imagine that. So I want you to tell us, like, just to add to everything that you've said, just tell us something that you are grateful for and why.
I would say, so I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I would definitely say relationships. I am who I am because of the relationships that I have, and I'm talking about all types of relationships. My family, first and foremost, so they're my backbone. They're my support. I should have put this first: my relationship with God, which is always continuously growing and deepening. I'm a spiritual person, and He's just guiding me and protecting me in so many different ways. And I am who I am because of His favor. My friends, who are my chosen family, and I'm so very thankful, you know, us pouring into one another, us challenging one another, us just being there for one another. My professional family, Prairie View, is amazing. It hasn't been an easy journey, but one of the most biggest blessings in my life. You know, I'm learning every day from my students, from my coworkers. There's this word, it's the South African term. It's called Ubuntu.
It means, say that again. I didn't get that.
Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U. It means I am because we are. And it basically talks about collectivism and the importance of community. And that you are who you are because of the relationships that you currently have, but also those before you. And when I learned about Ubuntu, that deeply resonated with me. I know I am the person I am because of all those before me and all those who continue to pour into me. Yeah. So that's what I'm most grateful for.
That's really nice. I think gratitude is just so important. And the more gratitude you have, it just makes things a little easier as you go on. You know, there are some things that just don't bother you the way that it would if you are unappreciative. And I could sense that you are really well-rounded and cultured and grateful, and that's just awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree with you. I think gratitude, it keeps us humble and it keeps us grounded.
It does.
And it keeps us directed. And so I agree with you on that.
Yeah. It does. All right. So you are doing a lot. You are balancing a lot, a full-time graduate student and a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And then you clearly value relationships. So, you know, you're doing that too. So let's talk about the importance of understanding seasons or balancing anyone, you know, or a mixture.
Oh, yes. I'm still learning this, but I'm just learning the importance of leaning into the season that you're in, you know, just fully embracing it, because the more you fight it, it's hard to conquer, and it's hard to really also accept and embrace the season and get the purpose that you're supposed to get out of it.
Yes.
And so just fully understanding the season that you're in fully, and you're able to lean into it. And I recently, I listened to a lot of inspiration. I talked to people who can inspire me, especially, you know, just to stay motivated in this time, because I do have a lot. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. Yeah. And sometimes it can also be isolating. But you have to keep your heart and your mind healthy, right? Mm-hmm. And so he said, a gentleman, his name is Dr. Solomon Cross. He's a phenomenal educator. He told me, Stephanie, the power is in your ability to pivot, meaning having flexibility, right? Having adaptability, being able to pivot in the seasons that you're in and recognizing what this season is asking of you. And so each person's season looks different. We may be going through the same situation. Like, for example, you're a doctoral student. I'm a doctoral student. Although we have that similarity, there's other aspects of our lives, right, that are different. So understanding what's going on with you, and from there, what is your purpose in this season, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. each season has a closing. So that's why I think it's important to fully embrace it and lean into it, because this season right now is also preparing you for an upcoming.
I want you to repeat that part because it kind of went low just now.
Oh, sorry. I was saying that we really should embrace our season because each season is temporary and each season has a closing and it prepares us for whatever is ahead of us in the future. So just fully leaning into it because it won't be a lasting season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. So in terms of balancing or just finding harmony in these kind of season, let's hear how you have done that, and what, so that you know the listeners can probably just get something from that.
For me, it's important to prioritize, communicate. Continuous and open and honest communication, and I think that's important for you know to sustain relationships. I value my relationships, so I'm open with my family, my friends about the season I am in, because I'm working full-time, I'm in school full-time, I don't have the capacity or the availability that I once had. And so just having grace towards me and my response and my expectations of like hanging out and being around, and just knowing that I have to maybe be a little bit more planned in my free time, because a traditional kind of 8-to-5 job, then in the evenings doing schoolwork and my classes are and making time for classes, and then also trying to make time for myself through like exercise and just resting. So I think communicating what's happening, what's going on early often, it allows people to understand. And then prioritizing what I have to do. So I try to start things as early as possible. So that way, because, you know, things happen, things come up, you're like, oh, gosh, right? And, you know, I try to start early, but sometimes I procrastinate. I'm like, Lord, I know I got to do this essay. But I'm tired, you know, and honoring your body. I've learned, Chantel, of honoring your body. Like if you're tired, I don't push. Sometimes I have to push myself, but I just allow myself to sleep because I know that my best product will not come if I'm tired. Like I'm working on an essay and it's 9:00 and I feel tired, I will go to sleep and wake up at like 2 or 3 and finish it instead of trying to like push through it and have all the typos. So that's what I try to do.
You're right. I mean, when you said try to start early, I had to smile because, I mean, I'm a procrastinator and I'm not proud to say it, but it's something that I've been struggling with, you know, for some time. And I'm really trying to do things a little earlier and to make sure that I prioritize properly. So that's one of the things that I've been really, really trying hard to do, start my assignments on time. I think, and because I work really well under pressure, sometimes that just, you know, fights me to want to start early. Because if I'm starting early, I have all this time and I'm like, you know, you're just lazy about it. But that's something that I definitely want to change before completing the doctoral program, because I can't bring that over to the rest of my life.
And it's hard.
Like, it's hard.
It is so hard. Sometimes you're just like, I could do this paper. I could hang out with my friends. Relax. That sounds way more appealing than thinking and brainstorming. And then, like you said, when you work well under pressure, because when you have a little bit of time, you have to do it right. You have to do it well. So you're just like cranking it out, you know. Yeah. It's a balancing act.
You're right. And I mean, sometimes when I do it late, and then I get, and I'm like, you get a grade, and if the grade is good, you're like, okay, so why do I need to do it earlier? But it's really good to do your work on time and early for real. And I just hope that for this school year coming up, that, man, I'm going to challenge myself some more. Huh?
It takes the stress away, too.
It does. You're right. I'm going to really try to put that at the top of my list, because it's still on my list, you know. Because I have some stuff that I say to myself some days about procrastinate. Like I would say tomorrow, you'd cross it out and say today. You know, stuff like that to say, all right, you need to do it now. You need to do it now. But yeah, it's a journey. So I want you to share some of your highs and your lows, possibly, from any other season that you want to refer. And, you know, just tell us how you cope or how you were able to overcome them.
Oh, wow. When I saw this question, I was like, how do I respond? I would say, I'll start with my lows. You know, for me, with any low, I do my best to be honest with myself about how I feel. I think important to honor your feelings, because the more you try to hide from them or bury them is the more you carry them, and it weighs you down, right?
True.
So just be honest about my feelings, like, and accepting it. In complete transparency, earlier this week was incredibly tough for me, you know, balancing work, balancing school. Mm-hmm. And parents, they're older. When I say my parents, I'm talking about my auntie and my uncle. Mm-hmm. They raised me, and I found out my uncle, he's 74 going on 75. So he's a little older. Yeah. And he was in the ER for 2 days, you know, and so it was tough knowing that, you know, I'm originally from New Orleans, and with me being in Texas, I would love to be more accessible. And that's always in my head, you know, like wanting to be closer to family, but then being on this journey, trying to better myself. And so, you know, that was frightening. He's doing better now, but you know, you're constantly about how fragile life is, right? And how sacred it is, and also how short it is, you know. And so for me, that's why, as busy as I am, I try to prioritize relationships, because no day is guaranteed to us, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that was, you know, kind of tough, just managing all of that while also managing, you know, just trying to better myself. Sometimes I feel like things are out of my control. I'm like, Lord, I just feel like a robot, you know, going to school, and it could get tiring and stuff. But just staying uplifted, honoring my feelings, and then also understanding my why. You know, what is my why right now? And, you know, my why, it keeps me centered and it keeps me grounded, you know, it keeps me directed, and it helps me to keep my, you know, my heart and my my mind healthy. Yeah. I think health, it starts internally. And so just trying to remember that. And so I would just say, my lowest moments has just been balancing different seasons. Right now is work and school and personal. And other seasons has been other things. And just, you know, despite, you know, nothing's going to be perfect, you know, but trying to stay healthy throughout that process.
Yeah.
And my highs, just being very blessed. I feel like a high, it can be something like an accomplishment, but it could just be life, right? It can be health. It can be relationships. And despite how challenging the season is right now, I'm very thankful for it, because it's a blessing to even though this season is requiring a lot of us, it's a blessing to go and further ourselves and better ourselves. And we know that the fruits of our labor will pay off. That's a blessing. That's a high. It's a blessing to learn from my professors, to learn with my colleagues, see different perspectives. You know, that's a blessing.
It is.
And I would just say my high in life has just been coming. God has really blessed me with some amazing experiences. Like I said, I started Global Education through study abroad when I was many years ago, 20 years old. Young Stephanie, I'm like, woo, that's a whole nother Stephanie right there. I had the opportunity to study abroad. I studied in Costa Rica for almost 5 months. I did it first, and I loved it. It was so amazing. It was refreshing. eye-opening, and it changed everything and just opened me to a whole new world. And that's how I was introduced to global education. And I was how do I make this my field? And I would say that was like my ultimate high going there. And then
went to Costa Rica.
Then it opened many doors. Then I had the opportunity to live in Greece and in South Africa for some time.
Wow, you have been traveling.
Yes, and those were phenomenal highs. Greece, oh my goodness. Just the food, the people. Like, life was amazing. Like, I was looking, I was sharing with our mutual friend, Shadana. Like, I was doing work in a cafe right off the water. Like, literally.
Wow.
On the water, doing work on my computer with this beautiful view. And I'm like, life. Like, just high off life, high off God's favor, high off God's thanksgiving and mercy, and just the beauty of nature, and just being in a whole different place. And South Africa has my heart. Like, and I want to travel to other places where there are diaspora communities. And that's what made me go to Costa Rica. My minor was Latin American studies, and I was studying Black communities.
Nice.
Communities. And it was between Costa Rica and Colombia, but Costa Rica. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going and learning about the Black community there and just its history. It was amazing. And then going to South Africa, that was my introduction to the motherland and the continent. And that's where I learned about Ubuntu. That's where I just learned so much about the history and the culture and how it's very similar to the United States, learning about apartheid. And connections and similarities to segregation here in the United States, and just the resilience of South African people.
Yeah.
I cried like a baby when I left. I was there.
You said you cried like a baby when you left?
Oh, yes. I cried like a baby. I was there and just full transparency. South Africa
revived me
in so many ways. And one way I was right before South Africa, I went through, this is one of my lowest points. I went through a terrible breakup. You know, was planning for a future and just just didn't go that way. But it's a lesson learned, and I wouldn't take it back because that relationship, it had beauty in it, but it wasn't meant to be. But it was a hard relationship. I was struggling to push past it. It was in a dark place. And I was not looking for love in South Africa. I was like, Lord, I just want to be happy, revive. And just South Africa was what I needed, you know.
Oh, so that's why it revived you. I see.
Oh, that was one of the ways, but just like it just revived me.
Yeah, just a change of environment and everything.
Change of environment and I had like some of the most amazing dates in South Africa. Like,
wow.
And I was even looking for it. I was like, Lord, you like help me revive, you know, belief in love again, you know, because I was heartbroken. You helped me revive, you know, my belief. And like companionship and in trust, you know, because I was just like, you know, it was just amazing. One specific date, this gentleman, he took me to a winery. I was not a really big wine person until I started traveling. This is like, like topic, like, as you know, there's the wine Merlot. I was saying Merlot. Like, I just did not know much about wine. You know, starting traveling, I learned more about wine. And Greece is a huge wine.
Yeah. I'm South Africa, too.
It's South Africa, right?
Yeah.
So, being in Greece, it was delicious. And then South Africa, being introduced to Chenin Blanc. And gosh, oh my goodness, I loved it. And we went to this amazing winery. Like, all right, life is nice.
Yes. You know?
And then treat it like a queen. I'm like, Lord, the price went up. I don't know about this.
Wow. No, these moments are really great in that, because you say, you know, you are in a low spot. And then that just happened just to remind you that, listen, you are supposed to be treated this way or even better.
You're worthy.
You're worthy.
Exactly. And those are the highest moments. And I'm trying hard not to rush my doctoral journey because I am enjoying this season at PB, but my soul is very much so free spirited. And mm-hmm. I'm like, Lord, I'm ready for a new adventure. Doing like I'm ready, and I'm like, when I finish, we gonna spin this globe. Where are you taking me?
Yes,
miss the freedom and liberation that came with being overseas, and mm-hmm. And I do long for that. So
yeah, traveling is really nice. I remember, as you said, when you went to South Africa, you know how it made you feel, and Greece. I was remembering because I have this cousin, and she told me that, you know, if you should ever be presented with the opportunity to live somewhere else, take it. Mm-hmm. Don't even stop to think about it, to say, oh, I have to pack up this to leave or whatever. She said, no, take it, because you just never know. And just because traveling is therapy, you know, don't think twice. Just take it.
It's therapeutic. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you realize we're so much similar than we're different, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
And mm-hmm. and it's just soul feeling, and just, you know, like I was telling you earlier, I have a lot of passions, but one of my passions is really just connecting the diaspora community.
Mm-hmm.
And just like being in South Africa is such a diverse community. Like I met Angolans, I met mm-hmm. Black Brazilians, you know, I met mm-hmm. Cape Verde. You know, just all different places. And it was just amazing. Mozambique. And it was just beautiful to see the diversity. It was just beautiful to see Black people just in all different variations. And it was during the summer, right after in which Black Panther came out. So Wakanda, God. I am Wakanda forever. Like, it was just high. Okay.
Oh my gosh. No, you really seem like you enjoyed yourself. And that's just good, you know? That's just really good that you, and I think all of this is even better when you have a great appreciation, because if you weren't so open, you know, and you weren't so grateful, you probably wouldn't feel this, because you're just lively. You just feel, you know, you're like you're living, you're excited to live. And not everybody feel that way. So that, I think that makes a difference, and that's just awesome.
It does. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so I want you to share with my listeners some useful tips on how they can balance their responsibilities in whatever season they are in. Because like you rightfully say, we might be doing similar things, but then we have other external factors, you know, that might make your life a little bit harder than mine, or mine a little harder than yours. But at the same time, we can all balance, so we can all do this. So let's hear some of the tips that you have for them.
I would say it's maybe a little repetitive, but know your why. Because like we said, where everyone has different variables in their lives. So know your mm-hmm. why. That's going to keep you grounded. It's going to keep you moving.
Yeah.
You also have your source of energy, you know, make time for that. Each person gets energy and they get replenished in different ways. For me, it's my spiritual life. Mm-hmm. And that. So for someone that may be exercising, someone that may be stillness or reading, whatever energy, make time, because it is so, it's so tiring and hard to, you know, pour from an empty cup.
Yes,
it is. And it's not productive. It's not helpful for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Show yourself mercy and grace, because.
Whoa. Say that one again.
Mercy. Show yourself mercy and grace. We are our hardest critics. And sometimes our internal voices can be harsh. You know, we have expectations, and when we don't meet them, we can talk negative to ourselves. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times we went to tell someone else this. So why tell ourselves this internally? Why didn't you do this? Oh, you failed, not realizing that, you know, you're a human, and it's okay to give yourself mercy and grace. And it's needed, right? It's needed for you to sustain. Those would be my recommendations to help with balancing.
Wow, number three is really, like, it's profound. Show yourself mercy and grace. Like, as you rightfully said, you know, we can easily overlook that. Oh, hey, you know, you did that last week and that was phenomenal. You can take up, you know, some time to celebrate. Or, you know, you don't have to be so hard on yourself this week because you did more last week, you know. That's really nice. It just sounds refreshing, you know, hearing it, that this is what we really need to do. Even though you might think about it sometimes, but just hearing it again, yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, show yourself mercy and grace. Like, this is talking to me.
I'm glad it is. Because we show others mercy and grace. It's so easy for us to extend it to others, but we need to extend it to ourselves. And that's not a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. That's not a sign of failure, anything. That's actually a sign of strength, you know, to recognize, you know, your capacity and to honor that. And know that, you know, you need time to rest. Superman, they take so we got to take breaks.
You have to take breaks. That is lovely. And thank you so much, Stephanie, for sharing with me. I really enjoyed this conversation. It was just lively and useful. And I love to end on my podcast with affirmations. So let's hear what yours is for today or the week. I don't know.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Refreshing, a great way to end my week, just, you know, reflecting.
Aww.
I'm getting through this season and, you know, helping me and reflecting on some phenomenal memories, and I'm happy to share. So thank you for thinking of me.
You're welcome.
And my affirmations, they're more spiritually based, but just knowing, despite the seasons I am, what I'm going through, that I'm protected, you know, that I'm favored, you know, and that I'm loved, you know, despite, you know, the things within and outside my control, you know, despite the emotions I may feel, I am protected. I may not feel that way at that time, but I am.
But you are protected. Yes.
I am favored. You know, there's purpose behind this. There's purpose in this within me, and that I'm loved. And so those would be my affirmations.
Wow. Yeah. So irrespective of what you're going through, it doesn't change what has been said about you. You are still favored. You are still, what else did you say again?
Protected.
Protected, yes. So you might not feel like it right now, but you are. So that gets you through. That's really nice.
Thank you.
This is good. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you again about something, because this was really good. And thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, let me know when you would like me to come on again, and I look forward to tuning in to your other podcast. And just thank you for creating this platform. I think this platform is needed. We need to hear from others. You know, life can feel kind of isolating. Only us do this, but you're not. And so, you know, hear and get advice from others is refreshing and it's also consoling. So thank you for creating this and giving, having this platform.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for seeing the worth or seeing the value. It means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. All right. So if you made it this far, then you are one of my favorite humans. I'd also like to think that you enjoyed this episode. So do me a favor, no? And rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can be one of the first to be notified when a new episode is available. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend and grow with us. I hope something resonates with you from this episode so you can use it to your advantage and keep going. Blessings, always.